In the New Testament, Jesus clearly instituted the New Testament Passover on the 14th. That's my title today, the 14th. In the evening of the 14th, he held what is commonly called the Last Supper ceremony. And by the end of that day, by sunset on the 14th, at the end of the 14th, he was dead. And that's very clear, isn't it, that when he died, and that it was right before the first holy day. And yet, at that time, you read in the New Testament that the Jews were still preparing for the Passover on that day when he was suffering and dying. There was clearly a difference between the Passover that Jesus ate and the Passover that the Jews kept. And to this day, in fact, the Jews keep the Passover on the 15th. Why? You know, did Jesus change the Passover, or were the Jews just wrong? Well, since we're coming up to that time in a few weeks, where we will be commemorating that evening and that day, we'll be drawing lots of lessons from them, spiritual lessons. I just have a physical point today, and that is the timing of it. The timing of the Passover as we find it in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. I thought it was just worth a few minutes this morning to go over that. But last night I was looking up sermons, and I noticed there were two full sermons on the subject given just last week, one in Dallas and one in North Carolina. So if you want more detail on it, you can look those up. But are we going to observe the Passover, as usual, on the right time? Or is there some doubt about what time to keep the Passover? First, there are two views on the sequence of events in the Old Testament. And if I get logged on here, I'll show you them. Here we go. I'm calling out the Church of God view. You can see that. Obviously, night and day, that's one day, that's the 14th. And night and day, that's the 15th, the holy day. Mr. Armstrong took this position on the sequence of events in the Old Testament very early, and that is the position that we still maintain. Because in Leviticus 23, it does say to keep the Passover, or to kill the Passover lamb at even of the 14th. Now, there is some ambiguity in Leviticus, hence two different views. There is some ambiguity as to whether that evening is the beginning of the 14th or the end of the 14th. But in the New Testament, Jesus Christ clearly eats the Passover. He calls it the Passover, and it's at the beginning of the 14th. He dies 24 hours later, just before the 15th. And that is obvious. And so Mr. Armstrong concluded that the Jews, if they were still preparing to eat the Passover in the afternoon of the 14th, they must be doing it wrong. Now, the main evidence for this sequence is, first of all, the words of Jesus Christ calling it the Passover that he ate at the beginning of the 14th. But the other one, the main proof of it in the Old Testament is not in the Exodus story, it's in the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 16, verse 1. Deuteronomy 16, verse 1 says that it is the night that he brought them out of Egypt. What's the wording? Brought you forth out of Egypt by night. Now, if that means that they started traveling by night, well, there's no time. From the time the death angel came at midnight, they were supposed to stay indoors until the morning. There's no time to gather Israel together and leave at night. Therefore, it had to be the next night, and they leave Egypt then on the 15th. Now, all this is covered in detail in the study paper. You can look it up on the UCG webpage under members, and study papers is one of the tabs up there. It's all laid out in detail. But you know, there is a controversy over this sequence because we have a study paper there was no controversy, we wouldn't need study paper, right? So there is another view. Which I'm calling the Jewish view. People outside of the church, basically everybody else in the world, including the Jews, has a different view, and that is that the evening of the 14th, mentioned in Exodus 12, is the evening at the end of the 14th. The Jewish encyclopedia says this: the animal was slain on the eve of the Passover, meaning the days of unleavened bread in their terminology, that's what they call the Passover, was slain on the eve of the Passover on the afternoon of the 14th of Nisan, after the daily sacrifice, in other words, after 3 o'clock in the afternoon of the 14th. Well, so there's the killing of the lamb sometime this afternoon. They eat the lamb with bitter herbs. The death angel comes at midnight, and they leave the next day. Now, could 10 million Jews, rough number, could 10 million Jews be wrong? Mr. Armstrong knew that they could, right? 100 million Christians are wrong about the Sabbath versus Sunday, so certainly 10 million Jews can be wrong. And we have maintained this difference of the view of the Old Testament Passover for a long time. But even 2,000 years ago, in the first century, according to the Gospels, the Jews of Jesus' time were going to kill the Passover lambs at the end of the 14th, just when Jesus himself was being killed. So what are they doing with Deuteronomy 16:1? Deuteronomy 16:1 says that God brought them out of Egypt by night. Well, in the Jewish explanation, that brought out is a causative verb, meaning the cause of them leaving Egypt was at night, meaning that the death angel was the cause of them leaving Egypt, and that occurred at night. So if that is true, and they didn't start out of Egypt by night, then it's possible that the death angel comes at midnight and anytime the next day Israel begins to leave Egypt. Which one is right? Which view is right? That's the question. That's why we have a study paper on the subject with a lot more details than I've just given you. But since there are arguments on both sides of that issue, we have to consider, could we be right or could we be wrong in our understanding of how to keep the New Testament Passover? I bring this up because no matter which one of those views is right, it has no bearing on the New Testament Passover. The New Testament Passover just does not line up with the Old Testament Passover. The time for the New Testament Passover is thus clear, no matter which Old Testament sequence is correct. So the New Testament Passover, it's the third bar at the bottom of here. It is clearly a 24-hour period from the time that we eat the Passover with the lamb to the time that the lamb is killed. He dies just before sunset, before the first holy day. That is very clear. And it is the Passover. It is the New Testament Passover. That is also clear. Luke 22, for example, Luke 22:15 is one place where Jesus calls it the Passover. He says, with desire, I have desired to eat this Passover before I suffer. So this is the New Testament Passover. Does then the Passover change in the New Testament? Well, certainly the Old Testament Passover is more than just a type. It is a very real, dramatic, important, central event in the Old Testament. But it does turn out to be a type. It is not the true Passover, is it? It is not the reality. The reality is its fulfillment, and Jesus Christ is our Passover. He is our Passover meal. We eat with the lamb, and he is the Passover sacrifice. It is God who sacrifices his lamb at the end of the 14th. But it's different. The sequence is different. You can't make the sequence the same no matter which of these views of the Old Testament Passover you adopt. If Mr. Armstrong's sequence is correct, then truly they ate the lamb here and we eat the lamb here. But they killed the lamb here and we don't kill the lamb until here. So that doesn't line up. But if the Jews are right, then the killing of the lamb is here and the killing of the lamb is here, but the eating of the lamb is 24 hours apart. They don't line up either. So either way you look at it, two critical events in the Passover are the eating the lamb and killing the lamb, and they don't match. I mean they don't line up. You can't have it both ways, right? You can't eat with the lamb if he's dead. So he can't die first and then eat with him. So we, in the New Testament Passover, we eat with the lamb. We eat his body and blood. And then he is killed at the end of the 14th. It is obviously different. Now, one could argue, I suppose, and some people have tried to argue, that, oh, that was just, we eat here because he was going to die. And he couldn't eat it here because he was dead by then. And they should argue that they would argue then that we should eat the Passover here as a memorial to his death after he dies. Clearly, in the New Testament, that is not scriptural. If you will turn to a very important scripture on that subject, 1 Corinthians 11. 1 Corinthians 11 and verse 23 is Paul writing to the Corinthians, and he says, I received of the Lord that which also I delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. Now, in the same night in which he was betrayed, which is here, the beginning of the 14th, he was writing to Corinth in the mid-50s, that's 25 years after the crucifixion. The church had been celebrating the Passover for 25 years, and he's still telling them to do it on the night in which he was betrayed. And are they commemorating his death? Look at verse 26. In verse 26, indeed, the eating of the bread and the wine is to show the Lord's death. And yet they were not changing the timing of it, were they? They were still eating the Passover at the beginning of the 14th. The churches that the apostles taught, that is the congregations across the Roman Empire, continued to observe the Passover on that date, on the 14th, for hundreds of years. The only controversy in those 300 years was whether the Passover should be observed on the 14th or they should change it to the new Roman convention of keeping Good Friday. Obviously, the Romans did not understand the holy days. They did not understand that the day before the Sabbath was the day before the annual Sabbath. So they thought that the suffering and death of Jesus was always on a Friday. They wanted to change the convention to Good Friday. The controversy was called the Quartodeciman controversy, because quartodecim is the Latin word for 14. And it was not about whether to keep the Passover on the 14th or the 15th. It was about whether to keep the Passover at all versus keeping Good Friday. The controversy went on for about 150 years, from the mid-2nd century up until the early 300s, when the imperial church made it a law that you had to keep Good Friday, Easter Sunday. It was never a controversy. The Passover was always well known to be on the 14th. So, yes, Jesus did change something, didn't he? He changed the how of the Passover. He changed how we do it. But he didn't change the fact that the Passover is for us. That is, Jesus Christ is the Passover. The real Passover, the New Testament Passover, is different from the type, which was the Old Testament Passover. A type is an analogy, and all analogies break down. In this case, the analogy of the Old Testament Passover to the New Testament Passover, they're very different events, aren't they? Very different events. Jesus changed how the Passover was observed. Because as the Passover lamb, he could not die and then eat the Passover. And no matter which Old Testament sequence of events you favor, no matter which one is correct, the New Testament Passover is clearly different. Our Passover is entirely on the day of the 14th, the meal, the suffering, and the death. Paul clearly confirms it when he talks about the night in which he was betrayed. So if we do it, at the same time, in the same way, as close as we can, the scripture is clear, no matter how the Old Testament Passover was observed. So to do it faithfully, we follow the scriptures.